Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting third. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting fifth. The DH, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Junior Moore. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The DH, Alan Bannister. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The catcher, Milt May. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington, who is chasing the ball. Molitor reaches third base with a triple. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball four. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baumgarten has Molitor trapped. There's the throw to May and over to Soderholm, who tags Molitor for the out. Cooper moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano takes first base on ball four. Cooper moves to third. Bando moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lizcano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Wolford moves to third. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Molitor is walked intentionally. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields the ball and throws to Baumgarten covering. Safe. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive towards third. Bando reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wolford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baumgarten fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive towards third. Soderholm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Molitor bunts towards the mound. Baumgarten fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Molitor moves to third. Cooper moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Rich Hinton now pitching. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lascano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Cooper scores. There goes Bando trying to get to third. Lemon throws the ball into Soderholm, who tags Bando for the out. One out. It's 6-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lemon bunts towards the mound. Caldwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naerodny pinch hits for Milt May. Bill Naerodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naerodny hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Naerodny moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Naerodny moves to third. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 3 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Naerodny now catching. Wayne Nordhagen now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 3 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.